Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate the goodness of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, just remain standing if you would. And I'd like you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We've come with a thought on our heart. I believe that the Lord give me to bring to be an encouragement. Amen. A stirrer. Amen. An examiner. Amen. To you tonight. Amen. And we'll find that in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, just reading one verse. Dead fleas cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinky savior, so doeth a little folly in him. This is a reputation for wisdom and honor. I want to preach to us tonight, amen, the deadly fleas. I want to preach tonight to us the deadly fleas. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray tonight, God, that You help us, O Lord, to deliver, Lord, the message, I believe, Lord, for the hour, the day, Lord, that You've sent us by. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, for the anointing to move, Lord. Lord, You know, Lord, I cannot preach if it is not for that anointing. And Lord, that anointing shall break every yoke. So, Lord, tonight, I'm depending upon that anointing to break every yoke, Lord, that's in this place. I pray, Lord, that we would have an ear and to hear. I pray that our hearts would be open, amen, to hear from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated tonight. We are preaching on, amen, a spoiler in the anointing oil or in the a Savior tonight. Amen. We're preaching tonight, amen, that there is something that's in the ointment tonight. Amen. That is defiling. Amen. That is causing, amen, a stink. Amen. To come forth in the church today. Amen. Everything that hops and jumps and shouts, amen, doesn't mean that it's anointed of God. Amen. I said everything that jumps and runs the aisle, amen, doesn't mean, amen, that it's anointing, amen, from the Lord. And so we're going to have to look at this thing real close tonight, amen, to understand, amen, and examine it closely, amen, to see, amen, the problem we're having in the moving of God this time. Amen. So many times people, amen, are just moving by emotion. They're just moving by emotion, amen, but they're not letting, amen, the anointing of God, amen, nor can the anointing move. Why? Because it's been tainted by the fleas, amen? And so, the flea representing sin, amen, we got a move that's going on, amen, across the world today, and this move is not the move of God. It is a false move, amen, but pretending, amen, to be anointed of God. But I want the church, amen, to realize today, amen, that there must be character. Amen. There must be character. Amen. And I want to bring out tonight, amen, some points, amen, concerning, amen, the folly that's going on in the land today. I'd like to read something to us. Ointment was a necessary luxury in the Bible times. The anointing, the anointing of the hair and the face, exposed skin, was an important act of hygiene. Amen. You all know what hygiene means, don't you? Amen. It means that, amen, I heard a brother in the shower today whooping and hollering. Amen. What he was doing, he was getting clean. Amen. There has to be a washing, a cleansing. Amen. And then when the cleansing comes, I like what Brother Brady said, we need to get back to the old cross again. We need to get back to the absolutes. Amen. Of God's Word. Why? Amen. Because there, at the old rugged cross, there is coming a washing. Amen. What we're trying to do, we're trying to, amen, have the anointing without the washing. We need the washing before the anointing. And with the anointing, amen, comes, it will mean that we have been under the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever got with somebody that just stunk. Amen. Some of you tonight, what did you do? You put on some underodorant, you know, you just put that on. Amen. Some of you ladies, amen, put some of that perfume on. Amen. Some of you men, put a little of that cologne on. Why did you do it? I'll tell you why you did it. Because you did not want to stink. Amen. You didn't want somebody sitting next to you. Amen. Maybe you're perspiring. You didn't want them to smell you. Amen. That's the same thing we ought to have in the attitude. We ought to have that we won't stink in the nostrils of our Savior. Amen. Why? We need a washing. We need a cleansing. Amen. What's going on? Is that the fleas have entered in? Or sin has entered in? And my friends, let me tell you what. There is a stink in the church. And God said He cannot stand it. Amen. We're not smelling sweet to Him. Amen. But we are like filthy rags. Amen. Stinking in His nostrils. We need a cleansing. We need a Holy Ghost move. We need the power of God, amen, to fall upon our churches in America again. Amen. Some may just come to church. Amen. And just, you know, it's more than that. Listen to me. Amen. You've got to have a genuine relationship. Amen. With Jesus Christ. It is a luxury. Amen. To the church. Amen. To begin to smell with a sweet fragrance. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you. It is, amen, something that is important. It's a necessity. I'll say it that way. Amen. To have the sweet smelling anointing. Everybody today, amen, are saying they're anointed. But everything is not anointed. Amen. Bear with me just for a moment. Amen. And so they begin to deal with the hygiene. We need to deal with the stink that's in the church. We need to deal with this problem. Amen. How do you deal with this problem? Amen. Let me tell you how you deal with it. You've got to be honest, Brother Mike. Amen. With your fellow brothers and sisters. I'm here to be honest with you tonight. I didn't come, amen, amen, to make you swing from the chandeliers tonight. Amen. That will come in due time. But what I've come to shake something off you. Amen. Let me describe the flea. A flea is such a small little, amen, microscopic type. Amen. Pest, I'll call it. Amen. And it will crouch down on the backs of an old dog or a cat or a fox or a squirrel. But they are amongst many species. Amen. That can carry fleas. One day I went into a home. Amen. All of a sudden, I begin to feel something. Amen. Nipping at my legs. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't see it. Amen. But when I left there, I rolled up my pant leg, and there was nothing but little bites all over my leg. I'll tell you what I got into. I got into an infesting house that had fleas. Amen. How did they get there? They were carried in there by something, whether it be a dog or a cat or a squirrel. I don't know how it got there, but let me tell you what. Amen. When they bit, amen, the infection sets in and you begin to itch, amen, unmercifully. Listen, there are warning signs that will come when a flea, amen, enters your body. There is a visual sign that enters in. Amen. And so, we as Christians, we need a spiritual cleansing. We need a clear, we need a cleansing. Amen. We need an old time fashion revival again where the anointing comes. Amen. Young people, hear me tonight. Amen. Some of you might be just playing church. You can put on your church clothes. Amen. Let me talk to some of you young folks. Amen. You can put on the sign. You can come in here and put on an act. Amen. But let me tell you what. You will begin to experience the signs of the flea that are biting you. You will begin to show signs of sin. Amen. Maybe not today. Amen. But it will begin to fester itself. And it will begin to show itself. My friends, we need to understand that the devil is out to steal and to kill and destroy. Hallelujah. The ointment was made by the apothecary or the chemist or the perfumer. He has usually created the lotion by skillfully mixing precious spices and scents into the olive oil for the base. Amen. That is a precision chemist. We have Jesus Christ is the chemist. He is precision. When that anointing will come, it will only come, amen, when we are ready for it. Amen. If there is something, amen, that is not right with that vessel, He will not attempt to place the oil in that vessel. Amen. It is a precision. Amen. Why? Because the end result is important. It will be frankincense. Amen. As the woman that washed the feet of Christ, she opened up the alabaster box, and there was a sweet smell, amen, that filled the house. I want to tell you what, when a church is clean, amen, there will be a sweet smell, amen, in the church. There will be a sweet smell in the community. There will be a sweet smell in your home. Hallelujah. He takes time to prepare the scents. He takes time to place every important ingredient into that ointment. Amen. And that's why, amen, it's important to understand tonight that when we feel the presence of the Lord, amen, in the church, we don't get up and walk out the door. Amen. Listen, you might get mad at me tonight. That's all right. Amen. But we got too much heavy traffic going out of these doors. Amen. It's not just here. It's in the home church and it's in every church. When the anointing begins to move, amen, you know what they do? They get out of the front seat and they head to the back. What does that tell me? There's something that is not right. Amen. When the anointing's moving, you know where I like to move to, Brother Brady? I'd like to get up to the old altar. Amen. That's where the anointing's moving. That's where God's a blessing. Amen. That's where healings come from. That's where victories come from. Amen. Moving into the anointing. Amen. But we're living in the latter days. I believe that. And I believe that our churches are very corrupt. I really believe they're corrupt in the form of this, is that they are denying the power. They're denying the Holy Ghost. They're denying the anointing. Amen. To fall upon the people. They're using the name of Jesus. They're using the name upon their doorpost. But they're not letting the anointing move into the church. Amen. We just got a revival. Brother Sean was preaching the other night that the anointing breaks every yoke. The anointing is sweet. Amen. The anointing is precious. Amen. It's priceless. Amen. What should a man give in exchange for his soul to gain the whole world? Amen. But to lose his soul, it is precious to move into the anointing. And so we find, amen, that we need the anointing in the hour that we're living. The luxurious odor from an open container of ointment and spices and olive oil naturally attracts pesky fleas. Now hear me. When you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you've been sanctified and made clean, and God pours in that anointing. Amen. The devil knows who's serving God. Amen. He walks up and down. Listen, the Bible said even the devil sits in the church. Amen. Listen. Hey, young men, there are some devils that's sitting in the church. Young ladies, there are some young men that, amen, have different thoughts. Amen. That are not the thoughts of Jesus Christ. They're sitting in the church. Amen. I want to tell you what, He's sitting amongst us tonight. Amen. There's enemies amongst us tonight. Amen. That's why we need the anointing. Amen. Because when you can walk by, amen, you know the first thing you do? You will smell, amen, with the spiritual nose. And you'll know to stay away. Amen.
Can you hear what I'm saying? I said you'll stay away. Amen. With a spiritual sense. You will smell that sweet Savior when you walk by a man of God. Amen. Or a woman of God or a child of God. You will know. Why? Because you'll smell a sweet smell. I want to tell you what. There is some stinking going on in the church. Amen. And we can't even discern it because we've been so deceived. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, it's so precious to have the anointing moving in the churches today. Amen, in our lives, in our homes. Hallelujah. So we find that, amen, that smell, amen, of that precious ointment is still the air. But it does attract, amen, the very demons of hell. Amen, Satan, amen, looks over there. And what is his job? It's just like an old flea, Brother Barr. Amen. It comes in on the old dog, but it's looking for new territory. Its fleas are always looking for new territory. Amen. You might not be able to see it with the natural eye, but I'll tell you what, if you put on the spiritual eye of Christ, you'll begin to see the fleas. Amen. That are attached to your hearts and attached to your lives and your homes. Amen. Listen, you've got to get rid of these fleas. That old dog will come in. You'll rub all over it. You see, that's why you got to sustain yourself from getting and leave the world. The Bible said, come out from amongst the world. Amen. But you know what we're doing? We're rubbing arms with the world. Amen. You know what we're doing? We're getting fleas on us. Amen. Here, I'm going to say some things tonight. Amen. I don't know whether you got a television or not. But I'll tell you what. Some of you are putting in watching some things. Amen. What are you doing? You're watching things that are not proper. Amen. Why? Amen. Listen. And those fleas are jumping on you. It's getting in your mind. Let me tell you what. When you're watching things, half-dressed men and half-dressed women, what's taking place? I'll tell you what's taking place. Amen. Listen, those fleas are getting on you. Let me tell you what, when you walk by that old bar room and you walk by there again and again because your appetite is to be in there, you're getting ready to get some fleas on you. They're deadly fleas if you allow them to get on you. Amen. Some of you, you'll come into church. Amen. You'll put gum in your mouth. Amen. To cover up the cigarette smell. I know that there's a process. Amen. I know there's a process. But let me tell you what the process is. It's the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll get rid of those cigarettes. You won't hide them in your car. I know that's got a hold of some people. Amen. But if you'll stay in the anointing, it'll break every desire and habit you got tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! Brother Bailey, now wait a minute. Now, I've been smoking for 30 years. You know what? I've been chewing for 30 years. It's about time you get the fleas off you. Amen. Because eventually, they're deadly. Let me take you down the corridors of the hospital and let me show you the lungs that are full. Let me show you the vocal cords that's been taken out. Let me show you those that cannot breathe. They're suffocating to death and cannot get air. I'm telling you what, the fleas eventually get on you. Amen. Till it will choke your life from you. What we need is a deliverance in power. And what we got to do, we got to have that anointing, that sweet Savior, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. In the very presence of our services. Hallelujah. We're losing our young people. I said we're losing our young people. Amen. Because you've lost that sense, amen, of that importance. Amen. To have that spiritual hygiene. Amen. You got things and you've let things and you've allowed things, amen, to enter in. Amen. I want to tell you what, it's time that we begin, amen, to move towards the cross. For in that cross, amen, it's the substance, amen, to victory. And Jesus is the means. I want to tell you what, I should say Jesus is the subject and the cross is the mean. I want to tell you tonight, amen, that Jesus is the answer, amen, for victory tonight. All right. So we got to have a cleansing. We got to have that anointing. Amen. For that sweet smelling Savior, the aroma is the testimony of your lives. If you're out there puffing, amen, listen, I've known men go around the corner and puff a little bit, and you know what? And they'll do this and they'll put them in, but you can never get rid of that old smell. I don't smell Jesus. I smell something filthy. Hallelujah. The fleas is that sin that gets upon us. Let me tell you a couple stories here. Oh, Brother David, hear me now tonight. Oh, Brother David walked out on the balcony. When he walked out on the balcony one night, he looked over there. Amen. And he saw Bathsheba. You hear me now tonight. I'm preaching down some alleys here. Amen. I just didn't come, amen, just because I wanted to come down here to preach. No, I've come down because I'm obeying what the Lord give me to say to you tonight. I don't know how your services have been going. Amen. I just know that Brother Ben said they're going good. Amen. Having a move of God, that's wonderful. That's what we need. Amen. But I believe the Lord give me this tonight for somebody or some people here tonight. You might have been coming all week long. Amen. But there's still something, amen, that's in your heart. David walks out on the balcony. Amen. He looks over there. Amen. And he looks. That's not the sin. Amen. You can look. That doesn't create the sin. Amen. But it put a thought into his mind. He saw her bathing. But listen what it says. Amen. It says this right here. Amen. And 2 Samuel and verse 4. And David sent the messengers. Amen. David sent the messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned to her house. And David tried to cover up the very sin, but what happened is the flea attached to him. He could not get rid of it. When sin attaches itself to you, it just don't leech onto you, but it gets onto someone else. You're a carrier. Amen. Somebody's looking at your life. My God, someone's looking at your life. David destroyed the life and the home of Uriah. Destroyed it because of the flea. Amen. That attached to him. Amen. He committed a sin. Amen. He allowed himself. He got too close to the infested. Amen. Flea. Satan got a little too close. Amen. And what happened? David. Amen. Allowed himself. Amen. To get caught up into the things of the world. Young folks, you hear me tonight. Amen. This stuff that you watch, these video games that you're on. Amen. Listen, you can say, oh, it's just fun. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. Let me tell you about the new video. Amen. Over 450,000, 450 million of these games were made. Amen. It was about car theft. Amen. Let me tell you about this little game that everybody said there's nothing wrong with it. It's in the Christian homes. I've heard Christian men talk about it. That's why I know that there's some things that's latching on to our young men. Listen, if you're ever going to be a preacher of God's Word, you got to stay clean. Amen. You got to sustain from things. Amen. Listen. Amen. They said you could go and you kill cops. Listen. It's just an innocent game, Brother Barr. But let me tell you what, it's murder. It's infiltrating into the mind. If I could kill somebody, what does it do? It shows young boys going over there to our seniors and ripping them out of the car and beating them in the head with pipes. Amen. Putting guns and shooting them. Is that what we need in the house of God? But we're having these things and we're saying it's all right. My friends, not only do you see them robbing cars, but now they can go ahead and they have an ultra reality vision. Amen. You can rape a prostitute on this and murder her anyhow you seem to do it. My God, what's happening is that we're letting the fleas get a hold of our lives. And it's in the church. Amen. I'm telling you what, this is just an innocent movie. But if it's got cussing in it, it ain't right. You hear what I'm saying? If it's got cussing, well, it's PG. Amen. Did you ever read down those things? Amen. Look out, some of them sometimes. They use the Lord's name in vain. They got sexual innuendos up on that. They're talking about alternate lifestyles. I'm telling you what, we're getting too close. Amen. To the infested flea dog. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need revival in the church again. We need a moving of the power of God again. Amen. We need the real thing. Sister Larson, we need the power of God again. We need to see men begin to shout under the anointing of God. Amen. Not just, you can't turn it on and you can't turn it off. Amen. Some of our services are so dry. What we need is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. How does it happen, Brother Eastman? When you begin to go into your prayer closet. Amen. You know what? Amen. Shut your phone off. Amen. Get in there and begin to pray. I want to tell you what. Amen. We live in a time now. Amen. That everybody's addicted to text messaging. We go to church anymore and you think they're praying. You walk up there. What do they got? They got one of them cell phones and they're text messaging. What's happening is the fleas are getting on them. No fear. No fear of God. Listen, I'm trying to preach here tonight. I feel everything that I'm preaching tonight. Amen. It may be hard tonight, but you need to hear something tonight from God. Amen. Before you can have the shout of victory, amen, we need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus. I'm so glad what Brother Brady said. You know what? Amen. I don't only want to know what the cross is. I want to live in the cross. I want to live around it. Amen. I want to carry it. Amen. I want to be a representative of my Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme the child, also that is born unto thee shall surely die. There are consequences. Hallelujah. We find that Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived. Amen. But what happened to Solomon? Verse 11 of 1 Kings. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, the Amorites, the Edites, and the Zodites, and the Hittites. What did he do? He began to bring them in. Amen. And they begin to bite what sin did. Hear me. Amen. Till he began to set up gods. Foreign gods. Let me tell you about the Philistines. They also had a god. And his name was Beelzebub. Amen. Yes, his name was Beelzebub. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Bailey? Amen. That word Beelzebub. Amen. It's the prince of fleas. Amen. If you look it up in your study, if you look it up, amen, the Philistines had a god that they worshipped. Amen. They worshipped the prince of fleas. You know what the church is doing? They're not worshipping the prince of princes, but they're worshipping the prince of fleas. And you wonder why? Amen. We're having trouble. Amen. This Christian rock. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I don't care. That's music. Amen. I know we listen to 88.3, some of us around here. Amen. But let me tell you what. I've heard some things on that radio broadcast. It's not a Christian atmosphere. I've heard some things on there, Brother Eastman, that wasn't godly. Amen. There was sexual innuendos. And they sat there and laughed on it. And they mocked it. I'll tell you what. Amen. Let's have a backbone and stand up against it. Hallelujah. We'll sit here and we'll argue the point. I believe in a holiness standard, don't you? We'll say amen, but I want to say it again. We believe in a holy standard, don't we? But let me tell you what. Amen. When we go to church, we fight against it. Amen. Listen, if you're serving God, you'll live holy. Amen. You'll live holy. I said you'll live holy because God is holy. And if God's holy, you'll live holy. Amen. If you've been washed in His blood, amen, you'll live holy.
Hallelujah. We'll argue the point. We want to argue. Well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in this. And I don't believe in that. What we need is to go back to the old-fashioned altar again. And get a vision again. Amen. You wonder why we're having problems? Amen. Listen, my young daughter. Amen. She turned 15. Amen. You know what? She liked some of the fashion of the world. But you know what I did? She went out and she bought some things. Amen. She brought them home. Amen. She put them on. And I said, honey, let daddy look at your new clothes. Amen. She came down, brother. And you know what? I said, you go right back upstairs. Amen. Take those things off. Amen. Because they're revealing. Well, she's of age. She can make her own mind up. No. No. I know. I feel it. I feel stones. I feel them. But I'll tell you what. The old way of holiness isn't bad, Brother Frazier. The old way of holiness isn't bad. You know, we could say a lot about old Brother Miller. But let me tell you what. He kept a tight ship. Why did he keep a tight ship? Because he could look down the future. Amen. In the eyes, the spiritual eyes. He could smell what was coming. Amen. So he knew he had to keep his platform pure. Amen. He knew that he had to keep his children pure. Listen, a good shepherd will chasten them. Amen. Yes, so will Christ chasten the church. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I know some of you thought, well, Brother Bailey, that's that. Man, we've seen you preach different down here. But I'm preaching what God's given me. I want you to go out this week when you bring this camp meeting to a close. I believe Sunday, am I correct? When you bring this camp meeting to a close, I want the anointing, amen, so tremendous in this place. Amen. When you leave here, you will take it back into your home churches. Amen. And there will be a fire that will rest upon you. There will be a sweet smell when you get home. It will fill your churches. Amen. And some lost person will come in and they will smell that smell. They'll say, I want what you got. Ladies, have you ever walked by somebody in the store and you smelt their perfume? And what did you do? You say, boy, that smells good. I'd like to know the name of that. Am I right, ladies? Uh-huh. Men, have you ever walked by somebody and they, you just got a whiff of their perfume? Yeah. Have you ever tapped somebody on the shoulder and said, what is the name of that? What is that? Some toiletry water. And what will we do? We'll run to Kaufman's. We'll run to them expensive stores to try to find that same smell. It's the same thing in the house of God. When we come, there ought to be such a smell, amen, that they're searching to, amen, because they want that sweet smell. Amen. They want that anointing. And that anointing will come, amen, when we're cleansed in the blood. Yes. Hallelujah. Epaphroditus comes down to where Paul was in prison. What did he bring to Paul? He brought some things to Paul that Paul needed while he was in prison. And Paul says, I smell that sweet anointing. I smell it. There was something about him. He had the true anointing. Paul recognized it. He knew what it was. Why? Because he smelled it before. Listen, we want revival to break out. We need to get back to the old past. We need to get back searching the Lord and seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, amen, what does this anointment do? What is it? What does it represent? Amen. There are many particular lessons for this passage. For the apothecary is of the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the substance that we need. Amen. To make up this anointing. It is the paste. Amen. That keeps it together. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in this latter day. Amen. Because the Bible tells us in the last days, there shall come a great falling away. They will heed to seducing spirits. Amen. And they were once was with us, but went out from amongst us. Amen. Preaching doctrines of devil. How did this happen? It started because somebody in the church. Where did it start? Right here. Right here. The preacher is the head of the church. When he begins to change the standards, begins to change the worship, amen, and begins to get lax, what happens? Amen, the laity, or I should say the saints, get lax. Amen, when he closes his eyes, amen, because the income is coming in. The church is growing. You can have the largest church in the world. Amen. And still go to hell. Preachers are being caught up in this great move they're calling down in Florida. But let me tell you what. I saw the man, some of his messages. He's nothing but the devil. Amen. Listen, he's allowing the devil to use him. Amen. Yes, he's infested with fleas. Amen. His body. Amen. All tattooed. And listen, I understand if you've been saved out of sin and you've got all tattooed up before, there's nothing you can do. Amen. Just cover them up and go on and serve the Lord. There's nothing you can do. Amen. But I know one thing. Your ears will not be pierced from one end to the other. Your nose will not be pierced. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you what. That's the first sign. There's some fleas. Amen. That are gripping the church. Listen, some of you don't like what I'm saying. Amen. But I'm telling you the truth. Amen. We begin to pierce our bodies. Amen. When our young men begin to split their tongue. Amen. They're disfiguring their bodies. Amen. We need the apothecary. We need the Lord. Amen. In our church again. The olive oil is the Holy Ghost. That is what it is. It's the oil that's in the lamp. Amen. The five foolish virgins left that oil slip away. And when the call came and the knock come on the door, amen, they were left behind. Why? They would not let the Christ in. Amen. They weren't prepared. Amen. They journeyed after Him, but they could not enter in. The spice is the Christian life. Amen. I'll say it again. The spice is the Christian life. And the sweet smell and savor, or the aroma, is the testimony. Amen. That will live with us. When we come to the house of God, when we go into the store. Listen, there was a young man. Amen. That the preacher was doing. And he come to church, and boy, he was the first one, Brother Fraser. Amen. The shout to run the aisles. In fact, he was one of the deacons in the church. And so it just happened to be that that guy was out, and that guy said, "Well, I work at so-and-so." And he said, "Oh," he said, "do you know so-and-so?" He said, "Yeah, I know so-and-so. Yeah," I said, "he's the deacon over here in the church here. Boy, he's a good guy, isn't he?" And the guy began to laugh. He began to laugh. Amen. He said, "What?" Said, "He's the worst cusser we got in the plant and the most foulest jokes you can hear." Amen. Listen, when you get a flea on you, it'll show. Amen. Listen, it might not show in the church, but when you go on your job, hey, listen, amen, there is a character that we have with that anointing. Amen. We represent Christ. Christ lives within me. Amen. I abide in Christ. Christ abides in me. My friends, you know what? If Christ lives in me, we will show Christ. Telling some off joke. Puffing on cigarettes. Drinking a little bottle of wine. Wine coolers. My God, where have we gone? preaching to the church tonight. Hallelujah. Preachers, I'm telling you something. We better get back to the absolutes, because the blood will be upon your hands. Bible said judgment starts at the house of God. It hasn't affected me yet. I haven't seen no change. Give it time. I didn't feel them fleas get all over me at first. They begin to infester. We got to learn to control our emotions. What is our emotions? Our emotions is the lust. It's anger. It's the tongue. It's many things. What is it to you tonight? How many folks you got mad at this week? Huh? And run down, cussed out. What'd you say about the preacher this morning? What'd you say about the teaching this morning? That's what I said. We've got to get back to the absolutes of the Word of God. Young ladies, young men, pastors, seniors, it takes us all in. You want to be set free? Then you need the anointing. Musicians, come get a song ready for me, please. If we don't learn to control these things, how do you control them, Brother Bailey? You've got to continue at the foot of the cross. Maybe you didn't stand to your feet and shout this message down tonight. That's okay. Maybe it wasn't something you could run the aisles with tonight. But tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, if you'll get things clear and washed under the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll be able to shout freely. You'll be able to sing with a clear conscience. You'll understand it all by and by. Will you stand to your feet with me? I'm going to make an altar call here. Some of you I know, some of you I don't know. But there's one thing that I do know. I know the shepherd's voice. And he's speaking here tonight. Some of you need to get rid of some things, because it's destroying you spiritually. Pastors, I want you to think about what I said tonight. We need to get back to the absolutes. We need to get back again to what the Word of God says, and not philosophy of other men. We have to have the absolutes of the Word of God. While they begin to play, I'm going to ask you, will you come and make your way to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I'm not ashamed. I want to get rid of these fleas, these deadly fleas. It got in the anointing and the oil, and it really began to stink when they died. They rotted. And it spoiled the ointment. The closer you are to the Lord, the closer you are to the Lord, the more precious you become. The more sweet smelling you become. And it draws the enemy. And yes, you may fight a battle, but I'm telling you tonight that victory lies in the cross. It lies in Jesus. Some of you have drifted, but the Lord said, come home. How about you? I'm going to challenge you tonight to come. Will you come? Hallelujah. Every head bowed in this place. I want to ask a question with every head bowed. Have you allowed some fleas to get on you? If you have, raise your hands right now. If you'll be honest with God, thank you for being honest. Then make your way to this altar and say, Lord, I want to change. I want that sweet Savior. I want that anointing. I want heaven to be real to me. I want to go back to the absolutes. I've got to get rid of these baggages, these little fleas that's been jumping all over me. Thank you for being honest tonight. There's others, believe me. There's others tonight. Hallelujah. I don't care how young or how old. There's things that you would not allow in your home that you're allowing. There's things you would never say you're saying. But if you want the power of God to move in your churches, we've got to get rid. We've got to get rid of the fleas of sin. Bible said sin bringeth forth what? Death. But the gift of God, oh, the gift of God brings eternal life. This is serious tonight. There's still some out there. There's still some sitting right there. Here, hear me tonight. Listen, I'm pulling at your hearts tonight. Would you like to see this organization expand and grow? This campground grow? Your church grow? Bring back that sweet smell. Let Jesus have His way again.